think basically, I think people really want to do what's right and to feel like they fit in with their community. And so what we do is we show, look, here's what your water use is, and here's how your neighbors compare, and then here's what we can determine as being efficient use on your lot. And it turns out that the studies show that if it looks like you're an outlier, or if you're watering more than your neighbors, or you're watering more than what's considered efficient use, you generally will make some changes in your behaviors to reduce use.
We kind of instinctively want to do that, I guess. And is it any? Now, this is you called it social norming. Is there any sort of water shaming in this, or is that when people post pictures to Facebook? Look at my neighbor, or look at this business I found. You know, water sprinklers on in the rain. That feels more like a social shaming.
Yeah, and this is not intended to be social shaming. What it's intended to do is to convert our water user from a ratepayer to an educated consumer. And I think that's really what we want, is we want our customers to be educated with respect to how much water they're using. And many people don't know how much they use and how much that we would expect the use would be considered efficient. And that's really what we're trying to provide back to the customer. We're not trying to shame them in any way.